The prison beneath the Pacific. How deep? Some 6,000 meters in meters. In light years, it's further than Vega. Deep as any man's pride and then some. You can hear the earth move her bowels. Men sink in a blue submersible. 8 sets of restraints and an airlock that drops off new inmates like Roe. There's always an odd breeze in the hallways. While one machine filters old air, another translates the water to oxygen. 2 times a year, a sub stocks the larder, but the milk and fresh fruits only last a few weeks. All this you could learn from the press kit. It's the people that make the place strange. We guards are the types who would go there for money, to squat in the devil's attic 6 months at a go. The inmates have done terrible things, but for long stretches everyone's quiet. Of course we keep them drugged, and it's always night. They savor a green-gray paste that's neither lima beans nor broccoli, despite what it says on the tins. They read biographies mostly. Sometimes one kills another with his hands. More than a few of them sing in their bunks, no words you can easily recognize. And for hours each day they look out through 100 fist-sized portholes, one punched in the wall of each cell. There, beyond sputtering floodlights, the deep sea biology wanders, drawn by the shine and our noise. Anglerfish, yeti crabs, gulper eels, squid. And then on occasion, a genuine monster slides fins or oblivious tentacles leisurely over the glass. The extent of her magnitude is veiled by the dark. But every mind shudders at the gaps she performs in the ceaseless descent of the soft marine snow.